The final batch of sugar plum fairy-themed nutcracker dolls has also been completed, along with a rather singular request for the Mouse Queen.
Really? Are you certain?
Yes, I have her letter right here. One moment. Father Christmas, I know this year I haven't been very good.
We can say that again.
But I tried, honest. I didn't even pull Greta's hair when I totally should have.
I'll grant her that one.
Anyway, maybe just in case I can still get a toy, I really, really want... Note that really has been underlined 4 times.
Oh my.
A Mouse Queen Nutcracker doll. She's so fierce and totally fetch. Love, Angie.
Points for creativity, I suppose. Very well. She shall have one.
Ah, good. Because we already made it.
What about our building blocks department? Last year we barely finished before Christmas Eve.
About that...
Whew, dear. I just zipped around the entire portal network. Nothing.
Impossible!
Absolutely no high-quality walnut materials to be had. Not even for ready money.
Preposterous. Did you check with the vampires in the dark forest?
First place I looked. They are awfully cranky when you wake them during the day.
The dryads of the Whispering Meadows?
They gave me a fantastic afternoon tea with berry tarts and cream. That was absolutely delicious. But no, afraid not, they did not have any either.
There is nothing else for it then. We must look to the mortal realm.
Oh no, surely not.
Humans use some sort of spider web to purchase supplies. I'm not sure how it works.
Well, don't look at me. Elves don't use mortal magic.
Distaff!
This had better be important. I left 2 tinctures half-made and a potion in my cauldron. Do you know what happens when Motherwort brews too long?
We need you to order walnut wood to finish our building block toys in time for Christmas.
Have you checked the Grove of Dodona marketplace?
No, Zeus banned us, remember?
Oh, right. Forgot about that. Wassail, did you really have to eat that much ambrosia? You made yourself sick.
Please, Distaff. None of us really like spiders.
Indeed. I'm always having to relocate them for you. I fail to see how... You mean the internet.
I only use it to listen to podcasts.
Very well, give me a moment. Done. It should be delivered to a portal hub within a week.
Marvellous. Such magic these mortals have. Is there also a mead delivery service?
Or better yet, mince pies.
I'll see what I can do.
Wait! Father Christmas! You need bath!
I beg your pardon, my suit was laundered this morning.
Not you, the toys!
Nonsense, they are all newly made. They do not require cleaning. What are you elves up to in that workshop?
Bath! The bath toys!
Ah, the rubber ducks. I have them right here.
I think he means your sack of toys for the town of Bath, the blue velvet one with the silver tassel. I saw it over in the northwest warehouse.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Sorry, he's always like this in the morning of Christmas Eve. There's a reason this staff went on holiday to Port Mirian.
I thought it was because she's a fan of the prisoner.
That too.
What are you nattering on about? We've toys to pack. And what about those building blocks? Were they finished in time?
Last week, sir.
Well, that's something. I can't bear disappointing the children. They have enough to be getting on with these days.
Of course. Don't worry, Father Christmas. We shall ensure this holiday season will be everything the tiny tots could dream of.
featuring the voice talent of David MacGyver as Father Christmas, James Leeper as the Arctic Fox Wassail, Mark Kalita as Head Elf, and Alexa Chipman is the writer and distaff. Music by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Released under a Creative Commons No Derivatives license in 2023 from Misfit Audio Productions.
Yes, my mince pies arrived!
Ooh, these are quite good. But I prefer them fresh from the kitchen.
Agreed. Although, be sure we don't tell Father Christmas that we already drank his mead.
You did what?
I meant to say Happy Christmas, everyone!
Happy Christmas!